the community that I have built in the last 18 months is more so than all the other years I've lived in Georgia combined, you know, and it's life changing. It's life changing. So, and I knew that that's what it was doing for people. And that's what I was looking for. I wanted to connect to my audience, and build my sphere, not just by leads.
This is the Platform Marketing Show, where we interview the most creative and ambitious real estate agents in the country, dissect their local marketing strategy, and get the behind-the-scenes scoop on how they're generating listing leads and warm referrals. We'll dive into the specifics of what marketing campaigns are working for them, how much they're spending on those campaigns, and figure out how they have perfected what we call the Platform Marketing Strategy. This is your host, Tim Shermack. I'm the founder and CEO of Platform. I love marketing and I talk too much. So let's dive in. Hey guys, it's Tim Shermack and welcome back to another episode of the Platform Marketing Show. I'm here today with Kim Ross. Kim Ross is leading a team in Fayette County, Georgia, just south of Atlanta. Kim, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Tim. I'm happy to be here.
So I know that Kim has been a Platform for coming up on 2 years now. You signed up and joined the Platform Marketing Program in 2021. Since then, her business has doubled. She's also in the process right now of scaling out a team. I know that several years ago, it was basically just you. And as of this recording, I didn't even realize this, but you have 9 people on your team now. So you're obviously gearing up, kind of building that foundation to do much larger numbers in the future now that the business isn't all about you.
Absolutely. That is right.
So how did you stumble upon Platform? Let's go back a couple of years, go back in time. How did you discover Platform? Did you click on one of our ads or did a friend refer you to us? Or how did you find out about the Platform strategy?
I kind of love this story, actually, because I'm sure most realtors know about Real Estate Mastermind as a Facebook group. It's a lot of people in there. And I was at a point in my business where I was learning to do the back end of Facebook. I had won a coach's like class to learn the back end, and I was doing videos. I won a video contest and I was not enjoying it, but I knew I needed to go in that direction. And I was just randomly on a post and it said, I don't even remember what the question was, but it was obviously geared around like, who are you using? Who's helping you? And about 2 or 3 people had tagged Platform. And I just popped on and kind of looked over everything. And I was like, I think this is what I need. This is what I've been looking for. So I made the call and the rest is history.
Cool. So you basically just discovered us from some random post in a Facebook group of people saying, hey, who are you using for marketing? And a couple people mentioned Platform and you're like, oh, interesting. What's that? And then you just kind of looked us up and found us.
Okay. And I made calls. You guys have some wonderful agents who now I'm one of those agents who can talk to somebody and say, how life-changing this is. And so that just really sealed the deal for me once I talked to a few people.
So again, let's go back in time to that moment, because I'm assuming that when you were looking for a marketing service, you were looking for a new marketing strategy, if you will, that you were also looking at, maybe I buy more leads from realtor.com. Maybe I buy more leads from Zillow. There's, of course, Curator and Boomtown and Sync and Ylopo and, Opcity. There's all sorts of marketing programs out there that promise to sell leads or marketing, right, to realtors. What was it when you just said just now that, like, I think this is exactly what I'm looking for? What was it that made you more interested in Platform than in all these other companies that do pay-per-click and leads and, for realtors? What was it that in your mind made Platform stand apart?
So the Platform strategy, it helps you create a community. It solidifies your position as a market leader wherever you live. You get super niche into, being involved in the businesses that are here, in what listings are here, in what people are doing. And it shows you at the forefront of all of that. And the community that I have built in the last 18 months is more so than all the other years I've lived in Georgia combined, you know. Wow. And it's life changing. It's life changing. So, and I knew that that's what it was doing for people. And that's what I was looking for. I wanted to connect to my audience, and build my sphere, not just by leads.
Yeah. I mean, I think a really succinct way of saying that is that most marketing companies that sell marketing programs to realtors, everything they do is online. It's about online ads. Like, how many clicks are you getting? How many leads? How many video views on this YouTube video or Facebook video, right? Everything is like a digital marketing. It's digital marketing centric. I think what makes Platform unique is, of course, you're doing all that. It's about digital marketing, right? We're not a direct mail company, right? We are a digital marketing agency, but we see the bigger picture holistically about how online is best achieved with offline marketing as well. And so it's like how those two interplay and how you can use live events and going into local businesses and highlighting like physical mom and pop restaurants in your community and factoring that into your online marketing. Cause like real estate, being a realtor, is an offline business, right? Like, you're out there meeting people in person, building relationships. Obviously homes are a physical thing, you know, it's not in the virtual world. So if your marketing stays only virtual and only exists in the digital world, I think you're missing out on something huge being a local real estate agent, because it's a profession that very much is physically rooted in the real world. And that's what makes Platform unique.
You would be missing joy. I mean, it's like, it's a fun thing to do marketing the way we do marketing. It's joyous. And you do connect to your sphere and other people. Of course, it, you know, it's not like video views don't matter. But then you start getting those direct phone calls from people who want to do business with you because you're authentically, you know, out there in the community.
So let's just imagine someone, Kim, let's just imagine that someone's listening to this podcast. They have no idea what you're talking about. They've never looked into Platform, but they're like, oh, interesting. Offline, online, a holistic marketing strategy. Like, what does that actually mean? Right? Like, let's get specific. So what is a recent example that might illustrate what we're talking about in your life where you can point to something that happened in real life, like someone who stopped you or a phone call maybe you had where they actually referenced one of your online ads, and you can kind of point to that as an illustration or an example of this Platform strategy working? Are there a couple examples that come to mind?
I have two just recently within the last few weeks. So the first example is Christmas shopping with my mom. We were at our favorite local clothing boutique, you know, mom and pop shop. And we love the owner, and we were just having a great time shopping. And a woman just stopped me and said, "Are you Kim Ross?" And I'm like, "Oh yeah, I am." And, you know, she didn't say anything specific in this instance, but she was like, "I see you on Facebook all the time." And it was just a really friendly, you know, way. And she introduced herself, and we were able to connect through Facebook and become friends. And it was fun, you know, and it was nice to be recognized in a way that was for actually promoting other small businesses, because that's what they remember. That's really what they remember. So I have another example of that. A team member, Glennis, just recently did a business spotlight for a Latin grocery store. Wonderful video highlighting them. And the very next day, she received a phone call from a sphere, you know, somebody in her sphere who owns a local business, asking her if she would be willing to come and highlight her and come and do a video. And so they made this like connection, and it's really great. It's just that online, you're doing it online, but really it's about what you're doing with the people that you're.
Yeah, but it ends up creating relationships offline,
like actual real people
get to know you because of online marketing campaigns. And it's those real relationships in the real world, right, that end up creating referrals and phone calls. And that's what I think other marketing programs fail to account for, when all they do is, hey, we're going to run some SEO or pay-per-click campaign. So if someone is searching for whatever, best agent in Fayette County, we want Kim Ross to own that keyword, you know, and
they're not getting to know you.
Exactly. Like, there's no actual relationships. There's no referrals that result from that. And so I think if you play a longer game and you think bigger picture about, hey, if I'm going to be rooted in this community, because like being a real estate agent is the definition of a local business. You know, it's not about scale and volume and all these things you might associate with national brands. It's like, you are a local business. So the more people you know locally, and the more small businesses and organizations in your community know of you and think of you when they think of real estate or homes, obviously the more successful business you're going to have. And yet when we look at how most agents spend their marketing, it's not aligned with that at all. You know, they're just buying Zillow leads from a $1 billion company based in Seattle, or they're running pay-per-click campaigns, you know, on Google, just trying to get leads from keywords of people searching. It's almost like they're trying to ignore the fact that if you're going to be successful in this business, you have to build relationships with real local people in the real world. And your marketing should just be, I think, complementing that.
Yeah.
Right?
And I think that's the key, is like, marketing the reason why we're online is so that we can see lots and lots of people can see us. Right. And so I get it. Okay. You're going to buy leads so that you have people in your roster. Right. Okay. These are people I can call. But when you do it in a way that's targeting your community and they're seeing you on a consistent basis, and they just feel like they know you, and it's so much more valuable for your business. Because a million times I can name in the last year and a half where someone will say something about Kim Ross, and they'll say, oh yeah, I know that. I've seen that. I've heard that name. And it's like, they don't even know where sometimes, and that's okay too.
So when you were telling that story about the, you know, Latin grocery store that one of your team members did a business spotlight at, and then it resulted in a phone call the next day. I want to go back in time a second and just assume for a moment that, again, someone's listening to this podcast. They're like, a business spotlight. What's that? Right. So talk us through the theory of when you say a business spotlight, what was that ad? Was it a photo, a video? Why would you do that? Cause just, I'm going to play dumb for a second and play devil's advocate. If you do a video at a Latin grocery store, what the hell does that have to do with real estate and being a realtor, right? That's not a listing video, or, you know, it's not like a promotion for an open house coming up. Like, what does that have to do with Kim Ross's marketing strategy at all? And how does that help you grow your business over the long term? Like, what is a business spotlight, and why are you doing that?
Yeah, it's so funny because now to me, it's just like this normal term that has become my most favorite part of doing, you know, this type of advertising. So a business spotlight is when we as a team, we decide that there's a business that we truly love something about this business, you know, something specific, and that we use these businesses. These aren't businesses that just we find randomly, right? We live, work, and play in these communities. And so we pick ones that are near and dear to our heart and that we actually think are interesting and people want to learn about, because they are, but, you know, we got to get it out there. And it's a video. It's really short, couple minutes. And we get to go in and highlight these local businesses and owners in a really simple, non-intrusive way. And we get in and get out of there. And it's just a really wonderful opportunity for us to share a business that we use to our audience. And that has come back tenfold for us in the last 18 months.
So basically, it's like a 60 to 90 second video that you're filming. Basically, it's like a promotional video for a random locally owned business in your community. it's in no way about real estate or the Kim Ross team. It's all about the business. Basically, you're just trying to spread the word about a cool business in your community that you want people to know about that maybe enough people don't know about. And it's all about highlighting them. There's really no call to action about real estate whatsoever.
None.
So again, playing devil's advocate, why would you waste your time promoting other people's businesses in your community and not promoting your own business?
Well, when you promote other people's business, you build a relationship with those businesses and the people who also love that business. Because what happens is people start to share the video. Other customers share. People will go and try whatever it is we're recommending, and then they'll repost or tag that business. So it becomes this spider web of a network that you can't even really see. And I can't tell you how many businesses that we have built relationships with that are now clients or who have referred individuals or who now share our other posts for us in the same manner that we're trying to share and help them grow their businesses.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, there's going to be a certain percentage of people who saw that video or who saw these posts and they remember, you know what? It was Kim Ross that recommended I go check out this business. And in the back of their mind, they obviously they remember that the Kim Ross team, you know, she's a realtor and you guys are realtors. So if they ever know someone thinking about buying or selling a house, they're going to be like, oh, well, you know, you've got to work with Kim Ross because I follow her for everything going on in the community. So it's kind of it's a clever way of keeping yourself top of mind with everyone in the community. Without bragging about yourself, you're actually bragging about other businesses in the community so that it doesn't feel like an ad.
Exactly. And you know, they still see our real estate related posts as well.
Right, because they're on your retargeting list. So
yeah.
Yep.
So one, yeah, and that's the other thing is, you know, it's good to have a little bit of everything on there, and it's helped us tremendously in our community. Like people know who we are.
So as people are seeing these small business, you know, videos, they see you in some of the videos sometimes. You know, it's your team. Eventually they're going to want to reach out to you because they're thinking like, oh, okay, cool. Well, I actually was thinking about buying a house this year. This realtor seems like they're an expert on the community. I'm going to go with them. And I think that's one of the really important, like, long-term benefits of doing these videos is you're positioning yourself as an expert, not only about real estate, because it's kind of like, people expect you to be an expert on real estate if you're a realtor. Duh, right? Like that's why they're gonna pay you a commission, is because if you're a realtor, I would hope you're an expert on the local housing market, or else you shouldn't be a realtor. But what helps you stand out from all the other realtors who are gonna claim the same thing? Of course, they're all gonna say I'm an expert on real estate, right? What helps you actually stand out is like, well, I'm actually an expert on the overall community itself, like the greater, you know, Fayette County area. And I just happen to also be a realtor, right? That's a very different type of positioning than someone whose ads are all about them, you know, being a realtor. And then leads kind of just happen as a result of that. People are going to call you.
It's actually one of our core values. One of our core values is community, and that we match communities to families. And so I can't tell you how instrumental the entire strategy has been for me to just have a plan for what my team is going to look like and what we're going to do. It's everything. I couldn't see doing my business without, you know, supporting other local entrepreneurs.
Kim, let me ask you a really direct question. Do you enjoy generating leads and calling leads and following up with leads, or would you rather have them call you?
Oh, definitely number two there. I mean, I had one of the best phone calls I had this year was late at night, maybe 8:15, pretty late for a lead to call direct, you know, and awesome lady on the other end. And we just end up on the phone forever. I'm originally from New York and her family is from Long Island.
Okay.
Come to find out, she had been following me for over a year on Facebook and reached out because she is an investor and she owns 11 properties locally. Wow. Since then we have sold two. But it's a wonderful relationship to have been, you know, built because of, you know, what she sees me do on Facebook.
And I think the most important thing you just said there is that she called you for starters. You didn't call her. She called you. So she initiated the relationship because she said she had been following you on social media for a year. So think of how the positioning is different when someone's been basically following you for a year before they ever reach out to you. They've basically already decided, I specifically want to work with Kim.
Oh, she did. She had decided. Yeah. And then, you know, she was unhappy with the relationship she had built with somebody else. And it took her a long time to decide. But when she made the phone call, it was very evident there was no interviewing. She had made the decision and was welcoming me into, you know, her little business and her,
that's
her
a,
life.
That's a very, very different type of conversation than getting a lead from Zillow and quit calling them because they want to go on a showing. If someone's calling you and they've basically been stalking you for a year, they're already pre-sold on wanting to work with you. So it's more like, hey, cool, when are we going to meet? You know,
exactly what it was. And I will tell you, I mean, for anybody who's listening out there, I mean, we do have to remember this is social media. This woman has never liked any of my posts or my videos. So she was watching me without interacting.
Yeah, there was no evidence or proof. So you had no idea.
Exactly. Correct.
You had no idea that she was following
How do you quantify that?
Yeah, I mean, that's why a platform, we basically had to invent this term of fuzzy ROI, that like, if you get too granular in tracking everything, and some people love their Excel spreadsheets and what is the direct ROI of these campaigns I'm running, you're going to completely miss out on the overall value, because a lot of these leads transcend attribution. And what I mean by that is, in like the marketing world right now, there's this huge controversy about attribution. How do you attribute a click or a lead to a certain campaign if they may have seen multiple campaigns? There's different models called like last click attribution, where you might attribute all of the value of a closed lead to the final thing they clicked on in the funnel. There's like blended average attribution, where you kind of factor it across different campaigns, but it's difficult with, you know, iOS and Google eventually now going to do away with, you know, pixels on Chrome in the next couple of years, about like, if someone Googled you and then because of a Google search, they saw that you had a very lively Facebook page, and then they went on your Facebook page and, they saw that, you know, you have tons of content, videos, they looked at some of your posts, but then they went back to Google and they found your, I don't know, profile in Zillow or Realtor.com, and that's how they called you. So it's like, oh, that lead came from Realtor.com, or that lead came from Zillow, let's say. That would be a completely incorrect attribution of what actually caused that lead to convert, right? Because it was probably all the content they saw on, let's say, YouTube or on Facebook that made them want to call you in the first place. But if they got your phone number from, let's say, a profile on Realtor.com, you might have given all the credit to Realtor.com or maybe Zillow. So you're like, oh, I'm going to spend more money on, you know, boosting my, you know, my profile on Zillow or buying more impressions on Zillow, when in reality, it was the content on Facebook or on YouTube. That's the reason they reached out. So when we talk about this concept of fuzzy ROI, it's being aware of all those like intangible type of variables that come into play, and realizing that you can't really get that granular when you measure local marketing, because there's so many variables that can influence why someone reached out. I think the only way you can honestly do it, and this is really frustrating for most realtors to hear, is like, look at where your business was at before you started something like, you know, like platform marketing, and then look where it's at a year or two later. And if it's growing and you know that people are mentioning they're seeing your ads, that's all you need to know. Yeah, like, because like, it's going to be really difficult to get more precise than that with something as like holistic and big picture as local marketing, right? I mean, like if you film a video, like you just said it, something as specific as like, hey, we filmed a highlight video at a Latin grocery store in our town. Let's say the owner refers a friend to you down the road, like 6 months from now or a year from now, but that friend never tells you that like, oh, I was referred to you by the owner of this Latin grocery store. I think a majority of referrals happen that way. Someone told them and they're not lying to you. It's not that they're intentionally withholding the fact that, oh, the reason I'm calling you is because my friend who owns this Latin grocery store loves you. They honestly forgot. They forgot that that was the first instance of how they ever discovered you. And so when you ask them, hey, how'd you hear about me? They're like, oh, I don't know. I've just been seeing you online. And they honestly can't remember. And so it becomes very difficult to measure the long-term effect of these things, which is why you just have to look at like, well, is my business growing? You know, is it growing year over year?
And I'm looking at my referrals. I mean, more than 70% of our transactions in 2022 are referrals.
That's awesome.
So, I mean, and I'm, you know, and if you think about it in a way where if you're meeting people and you're, if you're a realtor and you're doing your job and you're meeting people every day out in public, and then you friend request them, and then you're creating content consistently on Facebook, they are eventually in your, you know, retargeting audience. That's how it happens for me. I literally just got a phone call the other day from a woman who I've met one time, but she follows me on social media, and she referred her sister to me for a $650,000 house. I mean, It's the best way to, you know, keep up with people that you normally would just completely lose track of.
So I'm looking up on my phone right now as you were talking there, one of my favorite retargeting ads that you've ever run. Mm. And this is just an example of like staying top of mind with people in a creative way that doesn't feel like an ad. So this is an ad that ran about a year ago on your page. And at the time you guys were homeschooling your kids. I'm not sure if you still are homeschooling or not.
Yes, okay. One of them.
And so you were homeschooling your kids, and we ran this ad of you posing with your kids with a bunch of pizza boxes piled up, and it was obvious that you had ordered pizza. And what the ad says is, so we tried homeschooling this year. We just ordered 9 pizzas to help teach my kids the names of the planets, because obviously the kids will remember my very educated mother just served us 9 pizzas. So that's an acronym. MVEMJSUNP. My very educated mother just served us 9 pizzas. Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, Pluto, right? And the ad, again, it's a photo of you with like a bunch of pizza boxes stacked up, you know, with your kids. Like you ordered 9 boxes of pizza, you know, for the 9 planets. And you know, it says we had fun, ate a lot of pizza, probably too much pizza. Most importantly, made a memory together. That's a win. And then you ended it by saying, shout out to Anthony's Pizzeria in Fayetteville for making amazing pizza. And so obviously you tagged this local business in the post where you ordered all that pizza from. They ended up sharing it. So Anthony's Pizzeria shared this post from you, got a ton of engagement. I'm just looking at the engagement on this single ad you ran. Again, has nothing to do with real estate. It's a photo of you and your kids eating pizza, just kind of sharing this personal moment. But it was running as a retargeting ad. It got 1,000 likes, dozens of comments. It got 20 shares. So 20 people shared this post because they thought it was so heartwarming or cool or interesting. And in doing so, they're doing your advertising for you. So tell me about how this post came to be and if anyone ever mentioned to you in real life that they saw this post.
Oh, yeah. That's definitely one of my favorite posts. I didn't even realize that I had 1,000 likes on it, though. That's incredible.
Yeah. And you're not,
remember this post mostly because it was the night before our mastermind last year that we posted that up, and it blew up after that. I've had lots of people mention that post, and there were a few other homeschool posts from last year. That tends to be a topic for whatever reason that people just really gravitate towards. on Anthony's, though, I want to talk about that really, really quickly.
The pizzeria.
Somebody that we have business spotlighted twice now. So on top of that, we've done two business spotlights there. And
this is a locally owned pizzeria, right? Yes, Anthony's?
It is. And now one of my team members' sons works there. So they're even more near and dear to us. And we just did another business spotlight where, of course, they shared that. And we decided that we would give away a couple of pizzas. So tomorrow night, we're giving away two pizzas to someone. They are actually getting picked in 15 minutes. We've got 96 people entered into this contest to win two pizzas tomorrow evening.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I'm really excited.
And obviously, in doing so, you're promoting a local small business.
Correct. Absolutely. And we continue to do so because we have built a relationship, with this pizza.
So I pulled up another ad. It's just one of your retargeting ads you've run. That's one of my favorites, because it doesn't really mention real estate. It's about you and your family, but it's helping people get to know you and the values of who you are and what you stand for. It doesn't look like an ad, because frankly, it's not really an ad. It doesn't mention being a realtor or real estate at all. It's just about a message you wanted to share with the community, and kind of the long-term strategy is like, if this vibes with you, if you agree with me, then maybe I'm a good realtor for you, right? Because we just share common life philosophy, in common, but you're not actually saying that. Right. You're just putting out a cool story into the world, and it'll attract like-minded people to you to want to work with you. So again, it's a photo. It's actually not even a video. It's a photo of your son Hunter, and he's pushing a grocery cart back into the grocery cart return outside of a Publix. So this ad is about like raising the type of kids who have the responsibility to like put the grocery cart back after you're done grocery shopping, rather than being an a-hole who leaves it in the middle of the grocery store parking lot for someone else to have to pick up, right?
Yeah, yes.
And so I'm just going to read this ad, because this is also one of my favorite retargeting ads that you've run of all time. And this ad has almost 500 likes, just so you know. And it's running as a retargeting ad, and it has nothing to do with real estate, but there's just tons of engagement on this post. So it's a photo of your son Hunter. And how old was he when you took this picture, Kim?
He was 5 when I took it.
He was 5. Okay. So it's a photo of her son Hunter just pushing a grocery cart back into the cart return outside in a Publix parking lot. So the photo says, "This is my son Hunter. I'm so dang proud of him. Here's why. I've always tried to teach my kids to be the type of person who brings their cart back to the cart return when shopping. It's not that this small act somehow changes the world. Let's be honest, it doesn't. But raising a kid who grows up with a sense of initiative does make the world a better place. Liberty requires responsibility. Raising kids who bring the cart back makes me a proud mama. I've tried to teach my kids to never wait for other people to do the right thing. The right thing is the right thing, even when no one else does it. The world needs more leaders who do the right thing because it's the right thing, not because it's popular or easy. Sometimes that lesson starts in a Publix parking lot." And it's just a photo of Hunter pushing the cart back, but it's got comments and comments and comments and shares, and almost 500 people have liked it. And I think this is just a perfect example of a retargeting ad, because once someone clicks on one of your actual real estate ads, like they're thinking about buying a house, they click on information about a new listing so that you know they're thinking about buying or selling. You know, we want you to stay top of mind, but we don't want you to be annoying. You know, we don't want all the posts to be about real estate or how great of a realtor Kim is or how amazing the Kim Ross team is, because that's just annoying, right? If someone is maybe 8 or 9 months away from actually being ready to go, the last thing that we want to do is show them real estate salesy posts for 8 months in a row, because that's just annoying, right? So instead, what the retargeting strategy becomes is, well, we do have to stay top of mind. It's not that being top of mind doesn't matter anymore. It's that we want to stay top of mind in an interesting, fun, creative way that doesn't feel like an ad, so that they do think of the Kim Ross team. They do think of Kim Ross, but they have a positive connotation with you. And so when they are ready to go, it's like, well, I'm going to call Kim Ross because I like her. I like her values. I like the way she does business and she's not annoying. Right. And so that gets people to reach out to you, not the other way around. Like, you don't have to follow up with your leads as much because very literally the leads are following up with you when they're ready, when they're ready to go. So, I mean, that's just an awesome ad that just really proves that point because it doesn't have anything to do with real estate. What was the reaction to that ad when you launched that out into the world?
I mean, I think the biggest thing about retargeting ads like the ones that we just talked about is it helps people not just get to know you, but it helps to attract the right people to my business.
Right. Right.
So most of the individuals, I want to say almost all, anybody who has directly called me has become a very good client or, you know, a referral, you know, partner, or we've done business together.
Yeah.
So, you know, people get to know you, they get to trust you, and they get to see that you're a person, not just a realtor. And it just makes that connection between you so that when they are ready and they do call you, they feel like they already know you.
Yeah. And I think that's one of the most underrated parts of marketing and lead generation that doesn't get talked about enough. Is it's not how many leads you're generating, but
it's the quality.
Yeah. What kind of leads are you generating? Right.
100%.
Because usually when people talk about, oh, how are you converting your leads or what are your best follow-up scripts for setting appointments or whatever? It's like, well, that's assuming something really big that we're always talking about the same quality of lead, because usually when someone is struggling about how to convert leads or what do I say, it's because they're talking about completely cold leads that could care less whether they work with you or any other realtor in the community. But the type of marketing you do determines the type of leads you're going to attract. So when you do this platform style marketing, you're actually almost filtering away the people that you wouldn't want to work with, and you're attracting only the people who specifically want to work with you. They don't want to work with just any random realtor who can open a door and operate a lockbox. They specifically want to work with you because your content helps them feel like they're getting to know you. And so when they call you, they're not interviewing you and two or three other agents. They're calling Kim and they're like, hey, I want to list my house. What's the next step?
I can name on one hand in the last 2 years when I knew that I was competing for a listing, maybe two or three times ever. That's just not how it works. People call me and I list their homes.
Yeah. Every other time it's someone just saying, hey, Kim, I've been following you on social media. I want to sell my house.
I just have a referral for you, or someone mentioned you and said I should call you or whatever it is. But I very rarely am competing in the traditional sense for something. So
how long, Kim, did it take you to really feel like this platform marketing strategy was working? Because one common thing we talk about at masterminds and we always try to be upfront with our clients when they're thinking about signing up is that platform is not something that's going to change your life in 30 days. It's also not something that's going to change your life in 90 days. You know, like, it is about building that long-term brand in your community to where people get to know you over time, and that doesn't happen in 2 weeks, right? So did it take you a year? Did it take you 18 months? Did it take you 6 months? I mean, like, how long was it before you really felt like you could look your husband in the eye and say, hey, honey, I think we made the right decision here. This platform thing really, really is working.
Probably a year. I mean, I definitely got closings before that. And there were a few, maybe 4 or 5 months in, I got like a direct call that led to a listing right away, which is pretty good. But it was a year. It was probably a year. And I would say the last like 3 or 4 months when the team has been growing and now my vision is growing, now it's like sky is the limit. My eyes are wide open. And now I really can see everything that we're going to be doing with this strategy. But It took a year. I mean, it takes time. I mean, people don't just wake up one day and know your name in the community. You know, you have to be consistent. And if I, in, you know, hindsight 2020, I would have been doing way more content in the beginning and I would have gotten over myself faster. So.
And that's always a question I end up asking on these podcast interviews is like, what would you change if you could go back in time? But you already answered it for me. You said,
I would have done way more content. As much content as I'm doing now, I would have done it from the beginning. And I probably would be further along, quote unquote. I mean, maybe. Yeah.
So I'm going to share a story that I didn't ask your permission to share before we started recording. So maybe afterwards I might have to edit this out, but I'm going to share it anyways, because I think it'll be really inspirational to people listening to this if they're at a point in their business where they're struggling or frustrated or feeling anxious. We're interviewing right now, you know, you, Kim, obviously, because you're a success story, you've seen the results of platform, your business is growing, you're really happy with the long-term results of this marketing. But I remember a year ago, you know, it wasn't necessarily that way in your business. And the reason I remember it is because you work with Jordan as your account manager. And almost exactly a year ago, I happened to be in Alabama, actually, where Jordan lives. And I was staying at her house because I had some meetings in Birmingham that were unrelated, I guess, to platform, and she found out, she's like, oh yeah, well, you can just stay, you know, me and John's house, and that way you don't have to get a hotel. And I was like, oh cool. And when all this was happening, she was just telling me over dinner one night that, like, oh yeah, I'm really worried about Kim Ross. I think she might be thinking about quitting. She just seems really frustrated. It's the slow time of year, obviously January, and she's just, you know, she's worried. I think she's stressing out and she might be quitting platform. And I remember that because we had this conversation in Jordan's, like, living room that, oh man, we're about to lose Kim Ross. This really sucks. And now look at us a year later, and you're like this case study success story of someone who stuck with platform and seen the results and everything. And so I just think that really gives proof to what you were saying, that, like, yeah, it takes time. You're not going to be a crazy success story in 90 days. You know what I mean?
No. And I started in February of 2021. So if we were talking about January, I hadn't even been into the year.
Yep.
You know, yep. So we were going to be coming up on 2 years in February. And a lot of things have changed in my business in the last 12 months. I mean, I didn't quite know that I definitely didn't know I was going to be a team of nine. And that would not be without platform. That's the thing, right? So, like, I have this opportunity now to lead this amazing team in the upcoming years, and we have this wonderful plan. And I wouldn't have that opportunity if it wasn't for platform. I mean, my last two agents joined my team specifically because of my marketing strategy.
Really?
So, both of them.
All right. Well, for the sound editor who's going to be editing this podcast in the future, that's the soundbite we want to use at the beginning of the episode. Is that you've had people joining your team because they specifically said they love your marketing strategy, which obviously, you know, platform.
They've been watching
managing.
Me on social media, and one of them had been an inside salesperson for about a year with a team and got her license and was just really feeling beat down by this team where you're just calling all day long, call, text, email. I had put up an ad that I was looking for a realtor, and she said when she saw it on Indeed, she couldn't believe it because she had been watching me on Facebook for a few months. And so she applied.
Which is, by the way, an example of that fuzzy ROI that I'm talking about is, like, let's say that she had never told you that the reason she's reaching out is because she's been seeing you all over Facebook. You would have credited that to, oh, well, I ran an ad on Indeed.
Correct. Yeah, if she hadn't told me, I wouldn't have known. I just would have, she was on Indeed and she was looking for a different opportunity. And then from there, one of the major agents on that particular team, we had been friends on Facebook for about a year and a half. Don't quite know how, just locally know, you know, on Facebook. And so we chatted and she's since joined. So it's huge.
Yeah, when you have this positive momentum in your marketing, people in the community can sense that, just like you can, and, like, who wouldn't want to be a part of a company or an organization or a team that's growing like that and has interesting marketing compared to a team that doesn't have that. Right. Like
it's, and it's just a vibe. It's a certain, like, you are actually putting yourself on your Facebook business page. It's your personality in the video tours, in the listening tours. It's your personality in the business spotlights. It's your personality when you're sharing personal moments about your life, your business, your family. So, it's a vibe that you're putting out, and people feel that whether or not it's online or not. I know that sounds strange, but that's the world we live in. And you can get a snapshot picture of somebody from the way they do their marketing.
So when you look back on all the various ads you've run over the years, what are maybe your top favorite one or two retargeting ads? You know, I listed a couple of my favorites that you've run. What are your favorite retargeting ads, whether they're videos, photos, that like you feel just got the most engagement with people in your community? Not necessarily because from an analytics perspective, they got the most clicks or the most views, but because the most people in real life specifically mentioned, oh, I love that ad you did, or I love that video or whatever. Are there one or two that just really stand out in your mind of your favorite platform marketing campaigns?
Actually, it's one of the first videos I did, and it was God Made a Small Business Owner. And that was good for me because it got me into a couple of different businesses in the very beginning of my platform journey. And all of those businesses, I still have a very good relationship with. And one of them is a client, another has referred, and I'm friends with most of them on Facebook. And so people loved it. I think that was the first video that I did that was really highlighting our local community and the words. You know, it really got people to think about, you know, local entrepreneurs and small mom and pop shops. So that's by far my favorite video that I've done.
What do you think is the most important part of the platform marketing strategy that you have to do well to be successful with this? Because one very important distinction between the platform strategy versus, let's say, just buying leads on Zillow is that buying leads on Zillow is just like you click a button. And that's the entirety of your marketing strategy, is you click a button and then when leads come in, you call them and follow up. And that's about all there is to it, right? It's so tempting because it's so simple, right? Oh, cool. I just pay Zillow a bunch of money every month and leads come in and then I call them. Platform is a lot more involved than that, right? It's a lot deeper. There's a lot more required of you when you do platform. So you can't be lazy when you sign up, right? Because your contribution is just as important to making this work as platform's contribution is of what we do for you. What would you say is in your opinion, right, is the most important part, your most important contribution of what's necessary from the realtor to have this be successful?
Okay. First, I do want to just premise this by saying I've never done Zillow. So I don't really know. I can imagine, but since the get-go of starting my business in 2018, I knew that wasn't a strategy for me. So really the only option for me was to be consistent. And that's what it takes to be successful with any strategy, but definitely the platform strategy, because you are building a brand and you're starting from scratch. So it's kind of like rolling a snowball and you got to keep rolling it and it starts to collect the snow and it gets bigger and bigger. And then there's more surface area. Your luck surface gets bigger and bigger. But if you just do a video once a month and a couple of photos, it's just not enough. So you got to be consistent. You have to put yourself on a schedule and you have to grow yourself so that you can grow your business. And if you do that, you'll be successful.
So Kim, I know you were recently at the Platform Mastermind where almost all of our clients from across the country got together in person. There was nearly 200 people there and we just kind of masterminded, shared ideas, advice with each other, you know, had some keynote speakers, and just learned from each other, you know, on how to take our businesses to the next level in 2023. What were your big one or two takeaways from the recent Platform Mastermind? Like, what is one or two things you learned or that you just kind of got re-inspired about that you're going to take action on next year?
We already have. So you said the word is action. That's what I took from the entire weekend was just do it, get up and do it. Document the community and the, you know, continually do the content. And also I would say it really solidified the relationship part of what we're doing. A lot of the speakers this time spoke about ways to connect deeply with the community and how to, you know, use your business as a platform, really. Not to use your word, Tim, but it's just an amazing thing to solidify yourself into a community and into a town. And that's what we're doing with this marketing strategy. And from there, the referrals are just never ending.
Yeah, I think one of the messages that I'm hearing in this conversation that's kind of present in everything you've said so far is that we're just trying to build a trusted brand in the community that people know us and like us. And oh, by the way, we happen to be real estate agents, right? So it's not we're promoting ourselves as the expert or the top real estate agent or the, you know, whatever. It's we're just promoting a brand, the Kim Ross team, that people trust the Kim Ross team. And oh, by the way, almost just on the side, by the way, we happen to also be real estate agents. Like, they first and foremost view you as experts on the community. And then, oh, by the way, if you know anyone thinking about buying or selling, what we actually do for a living when we're not filming these videos is we're real estate agents, right?
Yeah.
And but that's what gets people to trust you.
I mean, half of my phone calls during the day and half of my texts are people asking for recommendations. Because they know that I'll have the answer or I'll know someone who has the answer. And that comes from being deeply ingrained in your community. And when people know, they you know, the silliest things you might think of, and I'll get a text and they'll say, I feel like you'll know this answer, or you'll have someone. And 9 out of 10 times I have it. So,
yeah, because,
or I find it.
You know, that's what we talked about with the lighthouse effect or the lighthouse strategy is that when you are a point of reference for people, the way that a lighthouse is a point of reference for where the land is relative to the rocks, relative to the ocean, you know, even if they don't need you to buy or sell a house in that moment, if you position yourself as a lighthouse in the community of, hey, come to me and I'll help you, whether you need a good recommendation for a plumber or an electrician or a handyman or a lawn care landscaping service, a unit recommendation for a great insurance agent, whatever, even if they don't need your services, that's how you win in this game over the long term, is when people think of you for anything that's even remotely related to real estate. Because then it's just a done deal at that point when they do need a realtor. Of mm-hmm. course, they're going to work with you.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And all sorts of random things. I have people ask me what hairdresser I use. And I specialize in homesteads. So I sell a lot of unique properties. And so I have people contacting me for farriers, veterinarians, and where to find hay locally. The list is endless and it still relates back to real estate.
You know, let's just do some live consulting on this call. One retargeting ad you should do that just came to me off the top of my head is you should run an ad that's just a photo ad, and you list out, here's the 10 most random reasons people in the community have called me asking for advice.
Oh, I love that.
And then you just list out, one person asked me, where do I find hay in Fayette County? Another person asked me, where's a good farrier? Another person asked me, you know, where do you get your hair done? Which salon do you go to? And then basically we can end it by saying, I view the realtor's most important job is just being a source of information for the community. And then when I can help you buying and selling a home, I'm happy to do that. But my real full-time job is just being a valuable source of information in the meantime, because, you know, let's be honest, the average person only moves every 7 to 8 years. What causes your success in real estate is what you're doing the other six years and 11 months, right? How are you adding value to people's lives? So that would actually be a funny retargeting ad. Is like,
I love that. And that kind of loops back to what you were just saying about, wait, what were you just saying? Sorry, I just lost my train of thought now.
I was saying, you know, the lighthouse strategy of being a point of reference, right? Yeah. And if someone only buys and sells a home every 7 years on average, what mm-hmm. are you doing the other 6 years and 11 months when they're not actively buying and selling? Because that's what determines how much business you're going to get, is how much value you provide when they don't actively right now need a realtor, right? Like, do you have the recommendations for the, you know, animal veterinarians and where to find hay and all these random questions that frankly have nothing to do with real estate or being a realtor. Exactly. But you're just an expert on the community in general.
Customer service, you know, I mean, at the end of the day, it's having excellent customer service to be the community leader. Yes, it's I'm a community market leader, but I know, you know, how to help people get the information they need to live here successfully and thrive here. And I've learned that through my time and experience here, but in the last 18 months, I've grown exponentially in my life, in my career, and in my community.
Yeah. It's being an expert on the community.
Yes.
Who just happens to be a real estate agent, right? Yep. That's a very important distinction in your marketing versus trying to promote yourself as the top real estate agent in your community. Those are two very, very different ways.
And they learn that I'm the top once they hire me and we actually do a transaction. Then that's where the customer service part comes in. They learn that. You don't have to be flashy and be like, I'm the best. They'll learn that. But if they get to just know you and know that you're there to help and provide value, like I have a vendor list and I will provide that to any and all. You do not need to be a client of mine to receive my vendor list. And I have people reaching out to me all the time and I give that to them. So.
Awesome. So let me ask you, this is kind of a change of topic here, but the final question I wanted to ask was, when you look at the overall PlatFam community right now, all the various agents across the country who work with platform marketing, is there one person or maybe one or two people that you look at as just like, they're almost your role models? It's where it's like, hey, this person I really admire the way they do their marketing, how they've grown their business with platform. Like, I want to be them when I grow up, right? Is there one person that stands out of like, I'm really inspired by just seeing this person's retargeting content? Like, I think they do great, great ads. Or was there someone you met at the mastermind recently that you really enjoyed a conversation with them that you just learned something from?
Well, I'm gonna not go with the content part, but I'm gonna go with Karen Hall. And the reason is because last year I learned about her VIP program and I implemented it, and I have gifted for, we're going on 13 months every month, and it has completely changed not just my business, but I have 6 people who have been consistently doing this, and it's been just absolutely amazing. And it all ties back into the marketing content, because there's all those people are seeing that, plus they're getting gifts from us. So, I mean, I definitely look up to Karen. I look up to her a lot.
And for those listening, we actually did a podcast episode with Karen Hall that you can search for, where she lays out all the specifics of her VIP gifting program and how she makes that work with the platform marketing strategy, yes. You know, to create retargeting content and, you know, drive more business and drive more referrals. I think Karen has something like quadrupled her business since she joined.
Yeah. And that'll be me in a few years. We're already on track. We're going to double next year again.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's a really cool seeing people's businesses scale like that, because, you know, if you grow your business by whatever, 10, 20%, it's like, that's nice, but it's not necessarily going to change your family's life if your income grows by 10 or 20%. But when your income grows by 300% or 400%, that's the point where it's like actually generational, life-changing income for your family, because now you can afford to pay cash for your kids' college. You can buy investment properties. You can,
I mean, we're so blessed. I mean, without platform, we wouldn't have a lot of things, but we're sending our daughter to private school. We've been doing homeschooling for 2 years and we think we just found the school. And that's life-changing, you know, in itself. But platform helps you get there faster. Like, why wouldn't you want to go there faster? You know, there's lots of people who can become community market leaders, but how many years have they been doing it? 20, right. 25, right. You know? So I've been in this community 10 years, a realtor here doing this for 4. So I would say that's pretty amazing results where we're at so far.
All right. Yeah. Awesome, Kim. Thank you for your time. This was a really, really great interview. I love the focus that you put on just being involved in your community, and that's goal number one. And then you just use marketing to highlight all the ways that you're involved in your community, and that is a winning recipe to build a brand in your area for the long term. So thank you guys for joining us, and we'll see you on the next episode of the Platform Marketing Show.